Goosefaba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Ever wonder why you crash between 2 and 4 p.m. in the afternoon? You're not alone.
I figured it was just because I was getting no sleep whatsoever.
Well, not really. Not at all. So what is the afternoon slump?
The symptoms of the afternoon slump are things we're all too familiar with, and they include the crashing of energy between 1 and 3 p.m., frequent yawning, drowsiness, and overall fatigue, increased feeling of stress, lack of motivation, inability to remain focused, and food cravings. Mm.
So this guy says it's between 1 and 3, but ultimately, when you look online and do a lot of research, it's really between like 1 and 4 p.m. is when somebody will start getting the symptoms.
I think that, a lot of it, I'm not sure if it's just the world, right? Or it's the time that most people get up and go to work, right? Because I feel like I have one or two slumps throughout the day.
Yeah. So why does it happen? Like the scientific reason?
Yeah.
Our circadian rhythms could dictate our energy levels throughout the day, and the body tends to feel most tired between 2 and 4 a.m. and then 1 and 3 p.m.
So there's actually a scientific reason why your body's like whatever's happening with your hormones and everything gets out of whack at those times. And that's why you're so tired.
Okay.
So how do you prevent it? Because if you're like me, what do? You reach for the 27th cup of coffee. Yep. Nope. Not really. You're not supposed to do that because eventually you'll crash from it. So what do you do?
Avoiding large lunches. I've found that the larger the lunch I have, the more tired I'll feel in the remainder of my day.
There's this thing called the 80% rule for a lunch where you're only supposed to eat till you're 80% full and then you'll have more energy. Of course, I don't actually know when that 80% is.
Right.
How do you know that?
Yeah. I mean, there's always a time when you're like, that's probably enough, but this tastes good, so you have a couple more.
Yeah.
So I'd say it's at least at that point. It's probably even a little bit before that.
Take walks outside after lunch and late afternoon.
Here at the office, they have an afternoon lunch walking club. I see them walking all the time, and I always think, well, that's nice.
Do you see how big the group has gotten?
There's like 100 of them that go walking every day.
I just drive by them on my way when I'm leaving.
I wave. Yeah.
I do. I do that quick beep thing.
That's probably why they're so awake and we're going home to nap.
When you schedule your day, plan collaborative group work in the afternoons. Working with others will keep your mind engaged and prevent you from falling into a lull.
I guess that makes sense. I also liked for the afternoon slump, I picked the most boring guy on the internet to explain to us what to do that we can barely stay awake listening, right? He also says this.
Play energetic music. Whenever you start dozing off, throw some headphones on and play some music to help change your state of mind.
I think everybody does that. If you're driving and you're tired, you put the music on. But Raven, I read that if you stick your head in the freezer, that it's supposed to give you that mid-afternoon slump, like get out of it really fast. Like it's a quick fix, like a cup of coffee almost like it.
Yeah, cold temperatures, I think, will have that effect. You know, I do that when I get out of a hot shower, too. Right before I get out, I put the water on cold because it kind of wakes you back up.
Yeah, so last night, I tried it. I stuck my head in the freezer.
Oh, good.
This is what happened.
A hack to get rid of the mid-afternoon slump, it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is to put your head in the freezer. So let's see, because I'm about to fall asleep.
Peas in there? Corn?
How long do you think we should keep our head in here for? The instructions didn't say anything about that. I'm definitely more alert. I'm also cold.
I don't know if that worked. Guys, do I look more alert?
No.
Well, that's science for you.
Yeah, exactly. That worked. I mean, it definitely like gave you a jolt, but the minute I warmed up and closed the freezer, then I kind of went back to being tired. So I don't know. I think I'll stick with my coffee.
Yeah, now you got a creak in your neck, too, from bending over like
that. Yeah, anything besides having to go for a walk, right?